What a special podcast we've got this week. See what I've done there for you, Carly.
See.
Started with Strictly Come Dancing. As it goes, you're not supposed to play that much music on the podcast, so I'm just going to gently fade it out so nobody would know. Anyway, welcome to the best of the Neil Bentley Breakfast Show podcast, available at the ShropshireStar.com and the 7.co.uk. It's been an interesting week this week.
Has been an interesting week.
It's been one of those weeks where I've been struggling to speak again for some random
reason.
I don't know why. I keep coming out with random words, which is a little bit of a problem for a radio presenter.
You nearly just did
it. I know. And also, Carly has been sewing sequins onto her microphone just in preparation for Strictly Come Dancing.
And it is the pre-show on Saturday, so it might have already happened, but...
How exciting.
You know. So it's not the actual start yet.
Brucey is back, isn't he, for this Strictly Come Dancing? Because I know there's talk about him quitting and then getting back. I think they do this every year. But anyway, so we're looking forward to that one. The X Factor as well, and the Celebrity Big Brother, Paddy Doherty, the Irish travelling guy from My Big Fat Gypsy Wedding. Yes, 10 people.
Ah, okay.
10 people in Scotland were actually watching Big Brother.
Good for them.
So they enjoyed the final. Anyway, thank you very much for downloading the best bits of the Neil Bentley Breakfast Show podcast. I must mention, by the way, the lines are now and entries now closed on the Bride Wars competition. We will pick out some winners early on the Breakfast Show on Monday morning. So listen out for that one. Anyway, here's the highlights from this week.
The Neil Bentley Breakfast Show on The 7.
Toto, featuring the harmonic stylings of Neil and Carly, off of the radio.
Yeah.
If it rains today, you can blame us. It is not a problem. 29 minutes past 7, Shropshire. Good morning. So this weekend, the sun was shining, Carly.
Oh, lovely.
I decided to cut down the conifers. Well, not cut down, cut them back, because they've grown a little bit wild. So I borrowed my neighbour's chainsaw stroke hedge cutter thing. You know when you watch episodes of Casualty and you think, nobody would do such a stupid thing. Nobody would balance on a ladder like that, carrying a chainsaw. That was so stupid. Yeah, that is me, actually, to be fair. And I did think at one stage...
Oh, dear.
When I was stretching a little bit to cut the hedge at the top, because they had grown quite tall. I did think at one stage... about that scenario on Casualty. When I sit there, when Casualty's on, going, don't be stupid, nobody would ever do that.
Yeah, you would.
Anyway, it's fine. And the hedge looks perfect, although I have pulled my back out and my shoulders.
It's good. Well done.
Yeah, that's it. And nearly did give myself a bit of a haircut as well on the on the process, but all is fine.
Breakfast Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's that birthday thing.
Thanks for joining us at the 7 today on the birthday thing with our beautiful Brucey.
Ah.
Good morning. The sun is shining.
It's lovely because it wasn't so nice earlier.
When we arrived this morning at work, it was freezing. It was throwing it down with rain.
It was dark.
Not very happy. Anyway, let's continue with this then. Let's see how well you know your celebrities. We'll start today with Ben Youngs, with us or sadly no longer with us.
With us.
He is 22 today, the English rugby union player, Freddie Mercury.
No longer with us.
Of course, sadly no longer with us. Would have been 65 today. Raquel Welsh, legendary actress.
I think, is she married to Daniel Craig? James Bond?
She's 71.
No, I'm thinking of somebody else.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. Maybe she is married to Daniel Craig. Don't think so. Dick Clements, with us or sadly no longer?
No longer with us.
Dick Clements, the writer, is 74 today. Now, it is Johnny Briggs' birthday. He played Mike Baldwin in Coronation Street forever. The question is, how old is the actor Johnny Briggs today?
74.
So close, 76 today. Right, September the 5th today, back in 1969, that commercial TV station ITV started broadcasting in colour. Is that true, or have I made that up this morning?
True.
It is true. Well done.
Neil Bentley.
So, because I am, well, such a wuss, really, watched Up last night. Disney Pixar Up. Have you ever seen that film?
No.
Well, it's an animated...
Did you cry?
Yes, I did.
Oh, dear.
Honestly, I'm not joking. There are two bits of that film which just make me cry every time. And I keep thinking to myself when I watch these things, these are children's cartoons. Why am I crying? I am a little bit...
You're tearing up now.
A little bit emotional. but I can't help but think, why do they make them so upset? Why do they pull at the heartstrings so much? I don't know what's going on.
I don't know. I
watched Ice Age again the other week, which I've seen loads. I've seen Up loads, but it's always the same two parts of the film.
Still
which
gets
just
you
make,
every time.
It does make me cry.
Well, did you watch The X Factor?
Well, no, but I've heard people were crying on that one as well.
Bawling my eyes out. I was ridiculous.
There you go. Don't shout at me when...
I know.
It wasn't by any chance the girl from Fife, was it,
yeah,
that made you cry?
Yeah.
It's going slightly off tangent. My only issue, I did catch a little bit of that, not to the point that I could cry, but my question is, why was she wearing an Adidas tracky suit when she was wearing quite a nice dress and quite a nice headband?
Who put her
in that?
I don't know.
Anyway, there you go. So I've just about got over my emotional upset of this weekend.
The Sevens Jam Busters with Breakfast Podcast.
Now, I haven't actually managed to catch that much of the X Factor so far, but I did catch a little bit of it this weekend, but literally the last sort of 5-6 minutes or so, when there was this girl from Fife.
Yes.
Who was on. Everybody's been crying out and getting emotional.
I don't know why.
I know, but yeah, still people were crying. Yeah. Kelly Rowland managed to produce some fake tears. Kelly Rowland managed to cry without actually doing anything to her eyes, apart from water just appearing down her face. Which made me think at first she missed when she was drinking or something and got it in her face.
Splash in the face.
Even Louis Walsh started crying.
Oh, that was the best bit.
Brilliant. I love Louis.
Oh,
that's
Louis.
Right. Louis, what an emotional character. However, my favourite bit of that was Tulisa, Tulisa, however we call her, whatever, from the N-dubs. The girl said, hello, I'm, whatever, 22 from 5. And Tulisa went, well, I've never heard of that, so tell me about it. Who hasn't heard of 5? Really?
What happened in 5? What goes on?
Tell us a little bit about it. Hello, I'm from Edinburgh. Now, I've never heard of that. Tell me about it. London? No idea, mate. No idea. Where is it? Birmingham? Forget it. So that made me chuckle quite a lot. So I think
funny.
We need to educate Julissa in a little bit of geography of the country that they are in. If you're going to Scotland, learn a little bit about Scotland.
The Neil Bentley Breakfast Show on The 7.
Tuesday morning, September the 6th. Every morning here in the studio, I get sent an email with all the celebos on it who are celebrating their birthdays. Happy birthday to them. Featuring a little bit later on the birthday file. But I have noticed today on the list, born today in 1983, a new celebrity, of course, Pippa Middleton. She is celebrating her birthday today, 28 years old. Happy birthday to her. Yeah. I say Pippa Middleton celebrating her birthday. In reality, Pippa Middleton's bottom.
Neil Bentley.
Or do you know the answer to this question that Bruce has just posed? How old is Carla Bruni?
Brunani? Yeah, Bruni.
Bruni. How old is she? Because she's stunningly attractive, the wife of French president.
Yes, and how old is he too?
See, he's about 80, and I think Carla Bruni is about 100, but she just looks so stunningly attractive. She just looks gorgeous. She looks about 30-odd.
She does look good.
I reckon she's deceptively older than we think, you know. Let's find out. After this.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's that birthday thing.
But first, far more importantly than those two, how well does Bruce know her celebrities this morning? We'll start with Joe Ann Worley, with us or sadly no longer with us.
With us.
Indeed, 74 today, Joseph Kennedy.
No longer with us.
You are right. He would have been 123 years old today. Nina Persson.
With us.
From the Cardigans, 37 today. Stella Barker.
With us.
The rhythm guitarist with the Bell Stars is 57. Tim Henman.
With us.
Of course, 37. He's with us, but never usually when
winning.
He's on court.
Oh.
Joking, Tim Henman, you're fine, mate. Right, it is Pippa Middleton's birthday today.
Ah,
celeb of the year, Pippa Middleton. Or more importantly, her bottom. The question is, how old is Pippa Middleton's bottom?
Is she younger than Kate?
I'm going to go for 28. She is 28 today. How old is Kate? I don't know. Is she
29, I think.
There you go. Right, it was today, September the 6th, back in 2005, that Sir Bob Geldof was given the freedom of Dublin. Is that true or have I made that up?
True.
It is indeed true. Well done.
Well
done, you. Now all you need to work out is how old the French president is and his wife.
Neil Bentley.
In Massachusetts, a woman has been...
Massachusetts.
Is that how you say it? Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
What did I say?
I don't know.
Massachusetts. In America, a woman has been arrested on drink driving charges last Friday night after an officer pulled her over and noticed beer pouring out of a glove compartment.
Oh.
And then thought... That's not right. Turns out she was trying to hide the fact that she'd been drinking, put the open beer bottles in a glove compartment. They're not going to stay in there.
That's not going to work, love.
This,
really?
This does beg the age-old question, though. Does anybody actually put gloves in a glove compartment?
Breakfast Podcast.
Of course, the question that everybody wants to know the answer to, Bruce. How old
is Carla Bruni?
Yes.
Dun, dun, dun.
Go for it.
44.
Amazing.
Doesn't look a day over 43. She is beautiful. How old is Nicolas Sarkozy?
Oh, that's...
You can't come in here with half the details.
You're right. I'll have to go back.
I've got a new riddle for you this week. It starts cars. It helps make juice. It usually finishes a topic. What am I?
It starts cars.
Yeah. It helps make juice. And it usually finishes a topic. What am I? Yeah, that is not the right answer. No. But maybe. No. No, it just isn't. I don't know how we're going to. I can't make that work. It's not that. It's not a key, but good thinking. Okay. Have a think about that one. It starts cars, it helps make juice, and it usually finishes a topic. But the question is, what is that?
Breakfast Podcast.
Have you ever been shopping in Aldi?
No.
I'm going to take you for said experience.
Okay.
I've been to Aldi just a few times, but in the past I just popped in for like one or two things, like a loaf of bread or some milk or something, popped in and bought it, not a problem. Now, Aldi is slightly different to other supermarkets in the sense that, you know, on the checkout, they don't have, like, when they've scanned the item, they don't have a big bit for the, like, you know, so you can pack all your stuff. It's just sort of like the end.
Okay.
And, but the woman went in, and I wasn't intentionally meaning to do this, but, you know, it's like start picking up things, filled a whole trolley full of food. So I was putting it all on. She was scanning through them, and I'm sure if you've been to Aldi, you've had this experience at an unbelievable rate. But then just not stopping at all. That woman just had no heart or soul, just didn't stop.
To
the point that I was just, in a little bit of a sort of sarcastic term, just cupping with my arms all the food that had been scanned and just chucking it back in the trolley. Honestly, it was an experience. I don't even know why they don't have a ramp straight down into your trolley. So she was like, beep, beep, beep. It's an experience. I tell you, no word of a lie. And then, honestly, I was sweating by the time she'd got through my food.
Who could? Tell her to stop.
Didn't put one thing in a bag. It just went all straight in the trolley, and then I had to pack it up elsewhere later on. But I think that's how they do things in Aldi. I've just never bought a whole shop worth before.
You need to tell her.
Well, I will next time. I'll be like, slow down, love. I don't think she was listening to me, to be fair.
Seven's Jam Busters with the Neil Bentley Breakfast Show on The Seven.
Today is an odd day, as they say. It is the oddest of the year, in fact, because the date is 07-09-11.
Yeah.
So three consecutive odd numbers makes it an odd day. This doesn't happen very often.
No.
In fact, the next one happens in 2 years' time on the in March. The point being that it doesn't happen again until 2105, which probably, Carly, I'm no expert, is well beyond you and
yeah,
I.
Yeah, we're not going to live. 9/11/13 is
will
the way the next one will
be. Of course
be.
It will. 9/11/13, and then it doesn't happen until the 1st of March, 2105 again.
Yeah.
There you go. So let's stick around for another 100 years and see what happens.
Breakfast Podcast.
Tests in which patients can answer questions on touchscreen computers could help their GPs diagnose Alzheimer's disease in later life and dementia. They are trialling this at some family surgeries, where they're saying in the sort of doctor's waiting room there'd be a touchscreen computer, questions on there, you can answer them yourself, and then it'll sort of, you know, anybody over the age of 50, this is, sorry. And and then it'll help the GPs look at, in later life you may have memory loss, which is all well and good. But I know a lot of old people that can't, you know, program Sky Plus. Never mind do a test on touchscreen.
Oh, that's a bit mean.
I'm being genuinely true. It's just, you've got to sit there answering a load of questions on a touchscreen. Surely that's going to actually confuse people. I know a lot of old people that get confused by that. And probably, you know, the results will come out that they have got Alzheimer's right there. But they haven't. So, we'll see how this. It's a trial at the moment, but we'll see what turns out with that.
Breakfast Podcast.
Cheryl Cool. Five for this, love. It's 11 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Wednesday morning, September the 7th. Are your headphones funny?
Yeah, are yours?
What's... we've been having trouble with the headphones over the... it hasn't.
How dumb have you become?
That is mostly peculiar. I have no idea what causes
it. I'm glad it's you
this.
As well.
That is bizarre. Strange. Anyway, time for your riddle of the day. I've lost it. It starts cars. It helps make juice. It usually finishes a topic. What am I?
I've had to think about this one.
Okay.
I'm trying to think out of the box.
This is good for you.
Is it a letter?
Yes.
Is it C?
Yeah. Well so, done. It starts cars. It helps make juice, and it finishes a topic.
Yay!
Well done, Bruce. Well done to you. Well done to Fran in Brookside and Karen in Sundown. Got that absolutely spot on as well. Well done.
Breakfast Podcast.
Good morning to all the residents of Coronation Avenue who have... I'm not entirely sure where Coronation Avenue is, but they've all just gone on a holiday to Spain. The whole street went last week on a holiday to Spain. 49 residents of Coronation Avenue all distended on...
What?
The word I'm after.
Descended
on Got San Antonio.
Which is
fine. That's a brilliant idea. Except there are some slight flaws in the plan. One, they were having a barbecue, a bit of a street barbecue, and then they was like, why don't we all go on holiday together? So they did, went into Thomas Cook, booked it, off they went, had a great holiday. 49 of them. The downside of that is the whole street was empty. Now, I don't mean to be funny. We're living in a world at the moment of rioting going on. You know, who do you give your keys to?
That's true.
I'll give them to the neighbours. Oh, no, they're with me.
Next door but one? Oh, no, they're gone as well.
Next street but one. Yeah, that's it. Can you go and close the curtains of the entire street, please, while we're on holiday?
The Neil Bentley Breakfast Show on The 7.
Thursday morning. Carly, it's come to our attention this morning that there is apparently a swear word.
Mm.
Well, I would consider it a swear, slang swear word.
I would.
That is... apparently not banned by radio guidelines.
Apparently so.
We obviously won't run with that word, just in case we've completely got this wrong. But then this has posed a question to us both this morning, that obviously we know the guidelines, what we can and can't do. But I've never seen a dictionary of things we can and can't say as an individual word. So how do we find out this information? That is your challenge for today.
I'm going to Google that.
You find out that. Go onto Ofcom's website or the RACC and find out what is going on there. But yeah, so apparently there's a word. We only know this because apparently David Cameron said it once on radio and his aide said, no, it's okay, that is not a banned word.
Yeah, apparently so. It was a few years ago.
Maybe it will be banned. That's why I'm not going to run with it now, just in case.
Breakfast Podcast.
Today with Bruce, good morning.
Good morning.
It is 22:08. Let's see how well you know your celebrities. We'll start today with Claude Pepper. With us, or sadly no longer with us?
No longer with us.
You would be correct. Would have been 111 today. Martin Freeman.
With us.
The actor from The Office. He celebrates his 40th birthday. Andy Rathbone.
With us.
The musician is 39. Alicia Beth Moore.
Ooh. No longer with us.
Alicia Beth Moore, a.k.a. Pink, is 32 today.
No.
Right, it is Anne Diamond's birthday today. She was a TV presenter.
Oh, yeah.
TVAM and many other things. The question is, how old is Anne Diamond?
65.
57 today. Cruel. It was today, September the 8th, back in 1979, that US scientists created the world's first very primitive version of a mobile phone. Is that true, or have I made that up this morning?
I think you've made that up this morning.
You are correct, Cerise. I have no idea when the first mobile phone came out, but there you go.
Neil Bentley.
Of course, we are now sort of 3-4 days into the new school year. A survey of teachers has found that children with the following names: Amy, Abby, Courtney and Chloe, for girls, and Aaron, Callum, Connor and Brandon, have topped a poll by teachers of the names of children who they need to keep an eye on in class. Cheeky monkeys. Is this true? So are you, or have you named your children one of the above names? If so, there's a potential that so far this week you've been a very naughty boy, stroke girl.
Neil Bentley.
So tonight is one of those rare occasions when the whole team from The 7, including the boss...
I know,
going out on a staff night out.
Yeah.
On a Thursday. I don't know why. So we should keep the location a little bit secret, really, for the sanity of the staff at the place and for the customers. But yes, the whole team will be there. So if you buy by accidentally stumble where we're going for a meal and drinks, then it will be like walking into a radio station.
It will
so,
be.
So, yeah, so if you do see us tonight, come and say hello. And Carly will get you a drink.
The Neil Bentley Breakfast Show on The 7.
It's often been said, Shropshire, that people that work in radio are sad. That is no exception when it comes to Carly and I. Well, more specifically, you today.
What?
Only because yesterday, and we're getting ready for Strictly Come Dancing to make its way back to our TVs.
Oh, all right, okay, fine, I'm sad.
And yesterday I played our Strictly Come Dancing little music we have here, but that's not good enough for Carly, because it wasn't the full-length, full-blown HD version of said theme, was it?
I'm not saying it's a HD version.
So Carly spent most of yesterday afternoon searching our back catalogue and found the official... This is when the audience now start clapping out of time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. If this was the introduction now, I'd be wearing some sequin sort of outfit.
Yeah.
I'd be turning around.
Spun around by some...
Giving a look to the camera.
Professional dancer. There you go.
There you go. Neil Bentley and his dancing partner. Olga Fellabella. It's Carly Swain and her dancing partner, Anton Dubek.
Anton!
You would love to dance with Anton Dubek, wouldn't you?
I would.
That would...
There it is!
Well, thank you. Thank you, Carly Swain.
No worries.
Breakfast Podcast.
So we went out last night on a staff do type type shenanigan.
Yeah.
And we all managed to make it back alive without breaking anything or causing any trouble. It was amazing. Although we were just recalling a story that Di from our office really late last night said to me, "Oh, you smell good." A bit random, I thought. And I was like, yes, that's chemistry that I'm wearing there. But like most people would sort of just, you know, she said, "Can I smell?" I was like, yeah. Most people would just put their head sort of slightly by the other person's head and go, "Oh yeah, you do smell nice." Not die. She practically face planted my neck, nearly knocked me flying across the car park. What is that all about? But
nice.
Then the worst thing is, then you were like, "Well, I want to smell now."
Everyone
so
has
you
to
came,
have a sniff.
Gets worse then. Then your boyfriend's like, "Well, now all the females in the office have done." So anyway, it was chemistry. Can you smell it? Right, smells good.
Got it on now.
The Sevens Jam Busters with JT.
Smell my neck.
Honda, no. Nissan, Mitsubishi, and Seat. The Neil Bentley Breakfast Show on The 7.